On the Air with Power Squared, a behind-the-scenes look at what we hope will be everyone's favorite comic book, Power Squared. Today we're going to do something, we always say it's a little different. it's going to be really good for the podcast part of this. We're going to review the coloring that Julia Cannon did on issue 14, the last four pages and the cover, which she just sent us a couple days ago.
That's right.
So we're going to look at that and kind of go through the process that we go through, which will seem very quick compared to how long it takes to actually do the work. But nevertheless, this is kind of what we go through every month with the coloring.
Right? So if you're watching us on Twitch, I also want to mention before we did a podcast where we looked at pencils for another issue.
Right. Which I think was 15.
Yeah. Well, we didn't show that much at that time for because reasons. However, Julia already streamed herself coloring this, so it's...
It's all out of the bag.
Yeah. Okay, so without further ado, here we are.
Okay, so this is page 17, 18, 19, 20. So this is page 17?
Yeah.
And so we want to... We would start with looking at page 16. As a matter of fact, just because we want to see how consistent it is between panels. So if there's a... Go back to 16.
All right.
So this is a previous page that Julia colored. And basically it's in the story they're trying to, I guess, outdo Dr. Atlas.
Yeah.
I don't want to give the story away too much, but... in this panel, which was on this page, there's the whole confrontation with Dr. Atlas, and then we see Pedro show up. He's the guy in the blue jacket with the green hair.
Yeah.
What we're looking for here is how the characters that are going to be in the next page, how do they look on this page? And so we can see how Eli looks, how Pedro looks.
Yeah.
And... thing we what we would then do is compare it to the next page.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So get into that.
Yes.
All right. So.
Ta-da. So you can see they're the same coloring.
Yeah.
We're looking for, we're not necessarily challenging Julia's work.
Right.
So much as just making sure it's consistent.
Yeah.
And it's actually the, you know, the coloring is usually pretty good, so we don't usually go back and say, oh, she's too this or she's too that. So anyway, so we're looking at this page, looking at the characters, seeing if they're consistent with each other.
It looks consistent.
And we might look to see if, like, you know, the, and there's a lot of the backgrounds are kind of blank because there's dialogue, so there's no reason to go into a lot of detail. You know, the artist doesn't go into a lot of detail, so there's not a lot to color with some of the stuff, right? Because we're going to put a speech bubble over most of it or part of it. Or in the old days, the whole page would just be a big thing of speech bubbles. But I think we've kind of gotten a little past that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so...
Hey, Julia's hosting.
Hey! So we looked at page 17.
Yeah.
And then we'd move on to page 18. That's how it worked, right? They go up.
Yeah.
Here is obviously a continuation of the action. We see them. Quincy is the character in yellow, and we see Pedro in the lab coat, which was part of the story that you didn't get to see, but anyway, trust us, that's what it's supposed to look like.
Pages go up. Yeah,
I know, it's hard to believe. Numbers get higher. I just learned. Me speak pretty one day. So then we have Eli's off doing some a side mission.
Yeah, you could say.
Yeah. And so he is... going to
do I need to, like, zoom in
or... a little bit. Oh, I see the
Turing Center for mathematics.
Yes. And I forgot the that was Rachel named it Turing,
right?
There's some the reason for that.
I forget his name. That's where the Turing test came from.
Right.
Which is the ability of a computer to replicate human speech.
Okay. Which is, that's good that Rachel's smarter than I am. So.
Yeah.
She came up with that.
Or specifically the ability of a computer to act like a human.
Right.
Anyway.
So then we have at night, Marty's talk. Excuse me, Eli is talking. Hey, they're twins. Eli is talking with Professor Theorem outside at night. It's nice, you know, kind of nice blue background there.
Yeah.
Stars. And then he materializes or teleports.
Yes.
Into a dark and dingy room.
Yeah, I think Julia nailed that.
Yep, I think she did a very good job. I like how the, you know, looks like it's really been worn, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, a little light bulb and a nice, you know, I also like, I'll just say this. I know that Rachel sort of tries to provide a coloring, a lighting scheme.
Yeah.
So that you kind of know where the lights were, you know, so obviously that pool of light, I assume was on her little lighting.
Probably.
Yeah. we really pay attention. This is also, you got to remember, for us, this was a couple of months ago when we looked at the artwork.
Yeah.
So it's a little behind. But anyway, it's just, we've moved on, I guess.
Right. So are we going with this page?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So in that case, go to the next one.
Now, this is Professor Theorem's kid sister.
Yes.
Which, when we get around to doing the character profile for her, all this will be really clear because that comes out in the character profile.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's going to come up in a couple of weeks on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we see him, Eli is there to obviously rescue her.
Yes.
And then we cut to a different coffee shop. No one drinks hard liquor in this. They all drink coffee. These are like friends. So they're in a, so we see Professor Theorem waiting in a coffee shop, and then in comes Eli with her sister.
Yes.
And then there's
the happy reunion.
Happy reunion. And I like the the background.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah, the background's a good touch for that.
Yeah, it is. Way to go. Good. It looks good.
So.
And Professor Theorem, who we've always thought was mean, suddenly, so overtaken. Happy.
Any thoughts, any additional thoughts on this page? Or that's interesting lighting right there.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's good. Attention to detail.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of look at the whole page and and we don't really necessarily, you know, go into the. That's a good, that is a good detail.
Yeah.
And so we overlook that when we don't say that back to them.
Yeah.
I try to be a little more, hey, that's a good detail here and there, but that is good.
Yeah. So are we ready to move on then?
Yeah.
All right.
And we're to the last page of issue 14. Makes you a little, like, you know, you're reading a book you like, you don't really want it to come to an end.
Yeah.
That's all that, this story will be over. So it's obviously dusk. the campus, and we see a couple of people walking by and walking on through the campus, and we know that it is Marty and Eli, so you get closer.
Yeah.
And so in the story, Marty has sort of been, I'll say, carried away by his relationship with Quincy.
Yeah.
She was trying to drive a wedge between the boys.
Yeah.
For other, you know, we won't get into the reasons, but that was part of the story, was she was trying to drive a wedge between them.
Yeah.
So now that spell has been broken, the boys are once again sort of together.
Yeah.
And this, I guess we dropped the hint in issue like 12.
Yeah.
I went out of Power Squared or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is finally, it took two issues to kind of get them back together. Right?
Yeah.
So go back to the page.
Right.
So it's sunset, and then of course the big surprise is we see Quincy and Pedro.
Yes.
Hand in hand, happy. and you know, yeah, and Marty, who had been kind of into Quincy, takes it pretty well under his belt.
Yeah.
And then we see them walking off in the sunset. I like the look of the sunset. It's kind of very cinematic in a way.
Yeah.
For a comic book cinematic. But you know, they're walking off, not you know, arm in arm or hand in hand. Are they arm in arm? Well, they're just walking together off into the sunset as brothers. It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice look.
Yeah.
So. Good.
So we're also looking at small details. Lighting is consistent here.
Yes. Yeah, and I always like the shadows. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Because it does give it sort of a little more in-depth feel.
Yeah. All right, so.
So, besides the last four pages of issue 14, she sent us the cover
of
issue 14, which was, again, drawn by Rachel. Let's take a look at the cover. There we go. So, this is, I guess I'll say, is the Two Marty cover.
Yeah.
Two Martys. And one of them is... I'll say the evil Marty. Which is now this story arc is called The Imposter.
Yes.
So we're not giving too much away that one of those is the imposter on the cover. And then we see Quincy sort of, you know, distracting Marty, let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, Pedro was sort of pegged early on as wearing this San Ramiro Community College t-shirt, sweatshirt. So we see him in that shirt, and then we see the coloring to be consistent between the two Martys, because, you know, it's supposed to be the same guy.
Yeah.
Right. So that's good. And the coloring's, you know, the same. And a little, yeah. Quincy distracting him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, good. You have anything to say?
I guess nothing really new, but I remember liking this concept for the cover when we got the different variations.
Right. Yeah. Rachel usually sends us four possible covers as pencils.
Yeah.
Or,
Thumbnails.
Yeah. And again, me speak pretty one day. So yeah, she sends us four thumbnails, and we picked this one because we like the cover, the concept.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good. I like it.
Yeah. It turned out about as well as I hoped it would.
Yeah. It does look good. I like the little purple.
Yeah.
Violet. What do you want to call that color?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anything else you want to talk about?
Related to this?
Sure.
Well, I didn't have anything. Julia did a really good job.
Right. This is how usually our comments go back. Looks really good. So
I really do look at.
Yeah, we do, we do kind of go through it, and it's. Again, I always go back to, there was a guy at Lionsgate who I would show the comic book to.
Yeah.
And he had a monstrous. You know, I have a little like laptop screen or maybe a 22-inch monitor or something. He had like a television set size monitor, and he'd put it up there. I was like, wow, it looks really great. So, you know, we're used to seeing it in this little, you know. What is, I don't know, 17-inch screen or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's really cool to see it blown up and big and stuff, because it does sort of hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen it really big in a while. I guess we could put it on our television. But, yeah, and so it's coloring is really important.
Yeah.
We discovered that early on in our making a comic book.
Yeah.
As we had to have issues 1 and 2 recolored.
Yeah.
Very expensive proposition there at the time.
That was painful.
Yes. And
but it really needed to happen, because otherwise everything looked like it was in a lava lamp.
Yeah, especially there's a whole 2 or 3 pages there where it was like, are they next to lava? It's really bright.
Yikes is right, Julie.
Yeah. So we learned early on how important coloring was, and that was one of the things that we were helped with, I guess. You know, Comixology said, oh, you need a new colorist.
Yeah.
And helped us actually go through SCAD to find one. And but we now have Julia.
Yes.
But we were able to find, I guess, we had two or three through SCAD.
Yeah.
And that's also how we found Rachel.
Yeah.
So Savannah College of Art and Design is very important to us.
Yes.
All right. So any questions you have, Julia? Sure. On the chat. I guess everything's fine.
Just give her a minute.
I know.
Now that I can think of.
Okay.
Well, in that case.
I guess in that case, we're going to say, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
So until next time, this has been On the Air with Power Squared.